Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
All right, welcome into a snowy evening all across Minnesota here. Lake Show, Newsaw, 830-WCCO. Accountability is going to be a key word that we utilize here in this opening hour, both politically and individually with things that we do in our personal lives. There are things that we do that happen to us, that we engage in, where we can't pass the buck entirely, right? Like 100% of the time. When certain things happen. And I repeat, when certain situations, there are bad things that happen. Okay? And this is a case-by-case deal because we all live different lives. We all have stuff. But I think that there's a part of every single human being that when in certain instances... And specifically, this conversation revolves around drinking, that you have to bear responsibility. And I believe that we bear some responsibility when we get overserved. Or maybe you guys will disagree with me. 651-461-9226. The story is about a gentleman by the name of Michael Virgil from... California, 35-year-old man who died aboard a Royal Caribbean cruise ship last year. Okay? Devastating situation. His family is suing because he was overserved. And when I say overserved, according to the lawsuit, his family claims he was served at least 33 alcoholic drinks at the ship's bar. Okay. Now that is mind blowing. Do I think that the Royal Caribbean company and the crew members, that they were negligent and that they overserved Mr. Virgil? Yes. I don't think that that is even a debate. Okay. 33 drinks. I don't care what the 33 drinks are. Beer, cocktails, shots, whatever. And they're saying that he exhibited obvious signs of intoxication. But this is where I look at this, and I feel sad for his family. I feel sad that he died, that he passed away, because there's other elements to it. He just didn't die from being intoxicated. After being intoxicated, he attempted to go to his cabin room. He got lost. He became agitated. There was a confrontation. He was taken to the ground. And look, that part of it with him being subdued, there's the body weight issue in terms of how he's being jostled around with security and all that. I totally get that. That's not my gripe there, okay? Because whenever it ends up in that type of intense type of situation, then you're going above and beyond, right? Like, especially when you're talking about injecting something into somebody to try to treat them because you think that they're having some sort of psychotic breakdown.
It's like a safety thing for everybody involved, not just the person who's having
absolutely.
The issue.
Absolutely. But this is where I look at this and I pose the question about whether we as individuals, and I'm not saying that his family shouldn't get compensated or they shouldn't, you know, the details of the lawsuit, we'll see how all of it shakes out. But I do think that the deceased and his family, like, what part of him being responsible about having as many drinks as he had? Is that just all out the do we toss all of that out? Do we put or emphasize any accountability or any responsibility on the person that is overserved? I am not taking away and saying that they don't have any valid issues. They, of course they do, because this specific situation, and that's why I say it's a case by case thing. It's layered. Okay. It wasn't just he was intoxicated. There ended up being a struggle and all of that. But I find it very, very unfortunate that a person sits and look, I'm not going to sit here and debate people about alcoholism and how tough it is and all this other, but 33 drinks.
That's not alcoholism.
So the question is, on the WCCO talk and text line, 651-461-9226, how much should we as individuals bear responsibility when we get overserved? For me, I don't know how you view going out. For me personally, Lindsay, I have a 3-drink limitation. Like, I will never go anywhere and have more than 3 drinks. I mm-hmm. typically don't even have 3. I typically will have 1, maybe 2, but that is it. 3, maybe if I have a hotel room or I'm with a bunch of friends or whatever, and we're gonna be out all night, that's fine. I maybe will have the 3. But man, 33 drinks is just, whew, that's rough.
A lot of people have those destructive times in their life where they're dealing with things or they're not really dealing with things so well. And I remember when I was younger in my early drinking days, I'd be like, I want to drink till I black out. Like, I want to have a great time and, you know, whatever else I was trying to punch out. I wasn't able to do that.
Yep.
Maybe that's just my genetic makeup or anything else, but I've always really not enjoyed the act of drinking itself. Like, it just seems so tedious to constantly put something inside of you and do that. And so, but when I have those special occasions, when I go out, like, everything is planned, whether that's the ride home, whether that's the alcohol that I'm drinking, I stick to the same drink. Like, I have a lot of rules and all of that. But there's just something that happens on these cruises, Henry, and I've never been on one. And it's because of stories like this that really make me have no interest of attending one of these, because I don't understand how people get to this level and then they're just in the hallway that I saw from the Titanic, and those were tight corridors. I don't know how much updating they've done in steerage since then.
Yep.
It seems like such an unsafe situation.
Hey, 651-461-9226. I saw somebody was trying to call in. Call right back. We're having a conversation. I have a take. Lindsay has a take. I'd love to hear from you guys as well. 651-461-9226. Your phone calls and texts, we get to them next year on The Lake Show.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
651-461-9226. I'm sad for Michael Virgil and his family. I do think that he personally, and he's no longer with us, bears some, and a part of me, my heart breaks, and I feel a little bit dirty saying this because he's dead, right? Like, and it's not just about drinking, it's the aftermath of the drinking that he had to be held down and all these other stuff, whatever, and you don't wish that upon anyone. But I think that, and when I say think, there's no way I can get inside his mind, but I think that the thought process with Mr. Virgil was this. I'm on a cruise with my family. I'm not driving. I'm not going anywhere. I am having the time of my life. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to drink and drink and drink, and I'm going to drink some more, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to go back to my cabin, and I am going to sleep it off afterwards. But that's not being responsible. That's just not being responsible. 33 drinks is not responsible. Heck, we could go to the number of, and say 12 drinks is not responsible. And I know that everybody's intoxication levels are different. And I'm not saying that Royal Caribbean cruise liners wasn't negligent and that they have no part in this. That is not what I'm saying. Okay. They should be held accountable for over serving this gentleman. Okay. And if you or I go to a bar and we get overserved in Maple Grove or Minneapolis or Mankato or whatever, and we're overserved and we get intoxicated and they don't cut us off and they don't stop us. Look, and then I go out and I kill myself or I harm somebody. Like, I'm all about accountability on the business side too. There's no question. But I think that personally, we should have some responsibility when bad things happen to us. Let's start with James in Minneapolis. What's up, James?
Hey, brother. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for the phone call. What you think?
Hey, welcome, man. You're welcome. Hey, you know what? You're right. Your concept here is, I think, spot on. Personal responsibility left the door. But however, there is some culpability when you serve somebody 30-plus drinks.
No question. No, no, no. Yeah. And I'm not disputing that. I'm not disputing that part.
No, yep. We're agreeing. We're agreeing.
Yep.
And so I'm just elaborating a little bit. Now, the concern, you know, they're going to settle this clearly because that's just what happens in our litigious society. In the family, we'll get some money.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy was a big guy, and I saw the video twice, and he was acting a fool. And, you know, hey, he has to bear some responsibility for his actions. And, he, these people that were trying to subdue him, they approached him very graciously. They allowed him to act a fool. And then they were gentle. They let him try to kind of – he was trying to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
So they had to protect their own staff and their own people. So there's two parts to this equation.
And you're on a ship full of people. That part has to be factored in. You just can't let a person run amok on a cruise ship.
No, that's right. And so they had to, you know, they pumped a full Halidol. And, you know, they should have watched him better, I think. You know, however, they may have been watching him better because Halidol will cause you to get shallow in breathing because it essentially, you know, is a tranquilizer.
Yeah.
And so, you know, what happened is he's a big guy. He already probably has difficulty with his airway. And, you know, just these are a lot of assumptions on my part. But I think you're right. I mean, when do people, you know, start taking accountability for their poor decisions again? So, you know, there's two sides.
Yeah.
There's going to be a settlement.
Yep.
But this guy was a fool. He was going to hurt people. And this person had to hide in the towel room, they said.
And he
was kicking the door.
Yeah. And thanks to the phone.
He's a big boy.
Yeah. And thanks to the phone call from James in Minneapolis. I appreciate the phone call. And the statement from Royal Caribbean, their spokesperson said, quote, we were saddened by the passing of one of our guests, worked with authorities on their investigation, and will refrain from commenting any further on pending litigation. And look, we know that that is not a normal process, that when you are dealing with a guest or somebody and they have to be injected with any sort of medication to try to, you know, calm them down or get them in a different state and try to relax. We know how dangerous that may be. But when I sit here and say that both sides to me bear responsibility for this, I truly do mean that. And I think that a lot of times when we talk about these situations, and specifically we dissect them in the media or we talk about them on television or radio, we don't necessarily look at the responsibility part on the part of the person that kind of put themselves in a tight or tough spot. A tough situation.
Absolutely. And then there's also this weird thing that happens. I witnessed it all the time when I was living in Las Vegas, where there's just a different level that people seem to find when there's perceived guardrails around. And you also have to think about with cruises, with the all-inclusive packages, there's that thing in the back of a lot of our brains because our society worships like efficiency and convenience. Like, you got to get your money's worth. We got to get your money's worth. We got to start at 8 a.m. Let's go tequila waters. We'll start. There's something weird about those cruises, about Las Vegas, some other places where you can party in the world that just causes people to go to that next level.
Yeah.
And so just not a great situation. Very sad.
From the 952, heartbreaking story. So sad for him and his family. However, a man on a cruise with his family needs to have some restraint. You also need to understand the context of an all-inclusive cruise ship. I've been on all-inclusive like resort type thing. I've never been on a cruise ship.
Did you start with tequila waters at 8 a.m.?
I did not.
Okay.
I'm not a day drinker like that. That's just not my thing. It says Carnival Cruise has a 15 drink limit, for example. From the 763, 33, really? Who was the person with him that counted all his drinks? Probably one of these family members who was suing. Look, we don't know what the actual number was. I'm sure that on a cruise ship of this magnitude, and in 2025, there's probably a ton of footage and cameras everywhere. They could probably find out how many drinks that he had. That's just part of the report. So nobody's saying that definitively. From the 612, how do you know it was the same bartender? We're not saying that. That's not the allegation here. They're saying, I'm sure there are more than one bar on board. And I think
The article said every nook and cranny has a bar, literally in the text itself, which is exactly what they want these people lubricated up. They do.
Let's go to Jeff in Sauk Rapids. What's up, Jeff?
Henry, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Good. It's coincidental that you had a topic on accountability. Mine has a little bit of a twist to it, though.
Okay.
Last night, you were talking about something, and I sent you a text saying that it was boring.
Oh, that was you? I'm like, what? What? I didn't know
you
that was you.
You returned a text.
I said, oh, yeah, I did hold you accountable. I blocked you on the text line.
Oh, my God.
That's okay. You returned a text saying that I was going to be blocked, and then you called me out on air.
I did.
And I'm here now to offer an apology and ask you to unblock me.
Right. Oh my God, Jeff!
I'm gonna go ahead and because you're so nice, I'm gonna go ahead and unblock Jeff.
Is it just a moment of weakness?
No,
Jeff?
No. I got in my feelings a little bit. I'm gonna tell you.
Okay,
but this is accountability here.
Okay.
He did not like that I was talking about the women's basketball team and the struggle that they had against Maryland. He said it was a boring topic to move on, and I'm like, what?
What's so boring about that topic, Jeffrey? What's the issue?
All right, so what is your take here, Jeff? What do you think about this cruise ship?
Oh, the cruise ship?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's ridiculous. Somebody consumes 33 drinks. That's absolutely insane. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely insane. But I mainly wanted to deliver my message of apology.
You are forgiven.
And asked to be... unblocked.
You are forgiven and unblocked. I will unblock you in the commercial break.
That's good enough for me.
All right. Thanks, my friend. That's Jeff in Sauk Rapids. He held himself accountable.
I love that.
He took the shot later. I had 10 minutes to talk about the Gopher women basketball. He didn't like that I talked Gopher women basketball, and he kind of threw a little jab, and I was like, whoa, I'm blocking you. I didn't know it was Jeff himself.
This wasn't a personal attack. It was just an attack on women or basketball. I'm not sure which one. We'll talk to Jeff about that maybe later. He can call back in.
We'll talk about it later. But let me go back to the text line here for a second, see if anybody else is weighing in. Look, in terms of like how many different bartenders served them, do I think that 33 different bartender serve 30 that one bartender served him 33 drinks. Do I think that? No. I think that's kind of beside the point, because like I don't think that we'll ever get to the bottom of how many, or maybe we will, because I'm sure they got all kind of cameras. They could tell whether it's
facial recognition. You know, I feel like they could track this so easily now.
But internally though, like,
yeah,
what part of like cutting yourself off is a thing? Like I just said, for instance, me personally, And this is due to just, I'm not a heavy drinker anyway, and my tolerance isn't like, and like James in Minneapolis talked about, this guy was on the bigger side, and his tolerance clearly was much different than mine's. But even if I could drink more than three drinks, like at what point do I feel like I just gotta chill? Because I'm on a cruise ship or because I have my complete faculties, it doesn't mean drink till I black out. I think that we should all of us should be more responsible than that. I think we should. That's how I view it. All right, 6-5. Oh, Ben in Minneapolis, final phone call on the topic. What's up, Ben?
Hey, Henry, how you doing?
I'm
What's going on tonight?
I'm good, man. We're just talking about, you know, how much responsibility that we should bear when we get overserved.
Yeah, so my perspective on this is for many years now in the state of Minnesota, I've operated a training business that trains bartenders, service staff about, you know, the laws regarding alcohol service, when to stop, what to look for, you know, these kind of signs of obvious intoxication. So, you know, I find this conversation kind of interesting from that work perspective. But, you know, what I would say about that is, you know, you've been talking a little bit about the law, and your other caller, James, talked a little bit about the law. You know, I think at the end of the day, service staff certainly has a responsibility, but there's just no question that, you know, a customer who's out drinking, you know, has to be responsible for how much they're consuming. No question about it. I mean, I kind of look at it like this, like let's say guy in his, you know, house in Minneapolis tonight on this snowy night, you know, decides to have 20 drinks from his own refrigerator,
yep.
and then at the end of that spell, decide, you know, I'm going to go get a pack of cigarettes or something, and hops in his car and drives, and there's a terrible wreck, and people are injured or worse.
100%.
I mean, there's just no question that that person is not, you know, very much responsible and accountable for their own actions. And in that case, obviously, there was no one serving them; they were serving themselves. So that's the difference. But I don't know that it is different, right? Yeah. If that makes sense.
I think you make a great point, man, and I love the analogy that you pose in the comparison, and thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it, Ben, in Minneapolis, about this topic. I am not sitting here saying that the cruise ship has no responsibility. They should not be held accountable. I 100% believe that that is indeed the case. But I think that a lot of times what we tend to not do is look ourselves in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm wrong here. Especially when we talk about situations where we end up drinking and becoming disruptive and agitated and out of control, not in your own home, but in society where you're sharing an environment with other people. Coming up next, we'll take a look at the local weather. And with regard to this accountability, with certain people politically, you just can't have it both ways. I'll explain that next year on The Lake Show.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, accountability. I told you be a big part of the opening hour. We got plenty of guests here the remaining, 2 hours of the show from 7 until 9. But let's keep the theme of accountability going. And look, you can't have it both ways. Okay? I would say that to people politically, that you just can't have it both ways. And what I mean by that is the message that I have for all politicians in this state and specifically members of the Republican Party. So take a listen. On the Democratic side of things, Governor Tim Walz, you know what Governor Walz has to do? He has to wear the stench, the bad look of the fraud that has taken place in the state of Minnesota recently. He has to. And I'm not here directly tying him to fraud and saying that he knew about massive fraud and continued to let it get out of control and out of control. And like he didn't give a damn or he didn't care. Okay. Cause I don't view him as necessarily promoting it. But when things happen on your watch, you have to say that things happened on my watch and I'm accountable for said things. You have to. We talk about in sports, in the sports profession, right? We talk about when things go wrong with organizations and teams, we look at firing GMs and presidents and coaches and we trade players and all that. Accountability. Now, accountability looks different with regards to each situation, but Governor Tim Walz has to own that, okay? And I don't think that anybody should feel weird about me making that commentary. I don't even think that if Governor Walz hears me talking about it right now, or friends of mine that know Governor Walz personally, or just him knowing me personally, I don't think that there should be any, like, that's not controversial to me. Fraud happened. You're the governor. You have to look in the mirror and say, you know what? It happened on my watch. I hold my hand up. I'm accountable. This never should have happened. Okay? And talk about how you're going to do better moving forward. Okay? And with Republican leaders who are running for governor, they have a major issue as well. Because I do think that the fraud situation, that is a major, that's the number one thing he's going to get hammered on. Governor, and we know that. No one's going to debate or even dispute that. Now, on the Republican side, the major issue was as well when we talk about with these Republican leaders, to me, is it's whether they are with Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, and they embrace him or not. And I'm specific about that because, and this is just my ideology right now, and maybe some of you guys don't agree with this, and that's fine. I'm just not a person right now in this world that we live in that I am open arms to people that ride the fence. You can't ride the fence with regards to Donald Trump. You can't. In my opinion, you can't. People that will try to go down the road of, well, policies and, oh, I don't like the way that he talks. I don't like the racist things. I don't like, I'm not going to get into the nitpicking thing. Because I think that, to me, is too problematic. There's so much serious stuff that's going on in our world that trying to pick, well, I like this that he does. I like the way that he talks to the media. I like the way that. We're not doing all that. Democrats should respond to these GOP leaders that want to kind of cozy up to him. They should respond and ask whether they agree with him about the attack on the Somali community here in Minnesota, about how ICE is operating, maybe ask about the tariffs and the impact on the economy. I mean, just the economy in general with everything price-wise going up for the most part. Even though I will say gas seems to be down.
Thank God.
651-461-9226. I don't think that you can have it both ways. And there's a soundbite that I want to play here because I thought it was a great conversation. You should podcast Drive Time with DeRussia. Great conversation that Jason had with Blois Olson, who was a guest on today's show. And Blois, in this soundbite, the topic was him addressing GOP candidates for governor of Minnesota attaching themselves to President Donald Trump.
That is interesting because I think the rip on Republicans has been that the grassroots doesn't really care about viability in a general election. They care more about, you know, fealty to Donald Trump and being anti-abortion and those sorts of positions?
Well, I think that nobody's going to go out of their way to bash Trump because that will upset the base. Also, one of the factors they all want is they all want Trump's endorsement to kind of try to propel them through. Now, having said that, we're starting to see parts of the MAGA coalition, you know, kind of fall apart in D.C. with people like Marjorie Taylor Greene and folks pushing back a little against, you know, the loyalty that's needed. I don't expect any of these candidates to do it, but I think the activists know that if they want to be successful, especially in Minnesota, that touting Trump might not be the best message, especially right now. And as you get to a midterm, that early signs, and they're early, show that Republicans are going to be challenged unless the economy does a pretty sharp turn upwards between now and next November.
Trying to ride the fence is not going to work for any candidate on the Republican side going up against Tim Walz. It's just not, in my opinion, I don't think that works. Like, you could have people out there with good ideas that can challenge Governor Walz about fraud and other issues, but cozying up to Donald Trump is not a winning strategy here in Minnesota. It's not. It isn't. So I would say this to any of those GOP candidates. Don't ride the fence. What are you actually made of? And if you think that riding the fence or not, and I'm not saying that you have to flat out reject, because like Blois just said, that nobody's going to necessarily, like, you know, disavow themselves of Donald Trump. But that is an issue specifically here, and it's going to be an issue throughout the country. And let me say this. Let me ask this other question, too, because we can take phone calls in this next segment about this at 651-461-9226. What is the second thing that Republicans need to hammer Governor Tim Walz on? Because the number one thing that Republicans are going to hammer him on is fraud. And I will say this to whoever, Kendall Qualls, Lisa Daymuth, that's not enough. The fraud thing is a big deal in terms of negativity with Governor Tim Walz. I don't think that it's enough. Like, you can't just campaign on just that and win. But what is number two? And I ask it to you guys, and you can text into the show as well, because when I went into the newsroom and I talked to Taylor and I talked to Susie and I asked Jason DeRussia and I asked Dan Cook and like everybody, I asked what the number two thing, and we weren't on the same page on what the number two thing. There was a different answer for what the number two thing. What is the second thing? We know what number one is. It's fraud, 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 fraud. What is number two? 651-461-9226 on the Lake Show. All right, 651-461-9226. Text line rolling in. We could take a phone call or two from the 507 that he messed over an $18 billion surplus and raising taxes the same year from the text line. From the 952, you nailed it on Trump. This texter says, I'm not riding the fence. I love his policies and how he talks. He bluntly speaks for Americans who are afraid to talk about the elephant in the room. I don't know what elephant he's talking about.
All they do is talk about their elephants.
He is also funny and entertaining for the media. He relieves us of the social pressure of not being able to say what we feel. All right, 651-461-9226. Let's start off the phone calls with, she's screening a phone call here for a second. We can go to Tim in Monticello. Let's go to Tim. What's up, Tim?
Hey, how's it going?
I'm good, man. Thanks for the phone call.
Yeah. So, Walz, I think his number two would be, what about the CDL drivers not being very qualified?
What? Say it again?
All the CDL drivers, like, not being qualified? Like, that's kind of a big deal.
Do you think where do you think that ranks in terms of the list of things that Republicans will be talking about? Do you think that ranks high?
I mean, I don't know if it's going to rank high, but I think it should be up there.
I mean, if you question it yourself, it's probably not number two.
Right.
But stay with me though for a second though, Tim and Monticello. Like, there has to be a number two. Like we would agree on that, right? Like, because I think that when you start talking about all of this, you have to be strategic, right? Because I think that if you want to put together, and I know that one of the things that Blois Olson said with Jason on Drive Time with DeRussia, and I suggest everybody go back and listen to that segment, podcast, the entire show, is that they have to be more strategic. They have to kind of think this thing through and put together a strong candidate. And to me, when you're talking about putting up a strong candidate to oppose Governor Tim Walz, that person has to have a strong number two thing, because fraud is going to be a nice little hammer, but it's got to extend beyond that. And I'll say this. I agree with both Jason and with Blois Olson that if the election was held today, Governor Tim Walz would still win. And to me, that says that you got to come up with something else. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I think he'd still win as well. There definitely has to be a number two, a possible three.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the phone call from Tim in Monticello. 651-461-9226. You got to help me out with this name. I don't know what this name is.
Freed.
Freed?
Like,
okay.
Freed Fallen, I think.
Oh, okay. Freed is driving. Man, be careful on the roads, man. Where are you at?
Good evening. I'm just driving north from Iowa back to the Twin Cities.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of things wrong with Governor Walz, and I'll agree with you. The fraud issue is a primary one, but I think now that people are realizing how poorly he handled the COVID issue, and I was a medical section chief prior to Governor Walz becoming the command sergeant major within the 1 of the 125, and I know that my predecessor had trained Governor Walz and the entire staff with regards to infection control and field sanitation methods. That's the second one, how he messed that up. Then you've also got the issue with regards to lawlessness, how he handled the George Floyd incident and how he hung Mayor Jacob Frey out to dry. And it goes on and on and on. That's the third issue that the Republicans can hang their hat on. And then with how he behaved during the election with Kamala Harris, he made so many mistakes and so many blunders. And I think that if you're Jewish, some of the statements that he made with regards to Governor Shapiro of Pennsylvania were highly offensive, and that's the fourth. And I could simply go on and on, but it's your radio show, sir.
No, we got another phone call. That's what we do this for. I am not sitting here saying that there isn't a number two. That's why I'm asking the question, what do you guys believe is the number two or three or four? So I appreciate the phone call, Free.
Yeah, well, you have a good evening, sir.
Thanks, man.
Democrats need to pick somebody else aside from Tim Walz.
All right, thanks for the phone call. I appreciate it, and be safe on the roads. Let's go to Mark, who wants to chime in. What's up, Mark?
Yeah, my number two is the fact that they blew an $18 billion surplus, and now they're projecting, I believe it's a $6 billion deficit 2 years from now. And then I chime right in with number three is they wasted billions of dollars on a light rail to Eden Prairie that's been sitting without trains or riders for 2 years. And it's not projected to be used for at least another 2 years. They waste money all the time.
Hey, good phone call from Mark, who's chiming in on Governor Tim Walz. And we got one more. Let's go to Steve out in Rogers.
Oh, Steve left us. Sorry, I forgot to delete it. He had better things to do.
Real quick, this person from the 952, you're not on the same page because they're a bounty of, I think this is talk to text. And a lot of times, just so you guys know, that when you do talk to text, a lot of times the text side doesn't come through clearly. And this person is rattling off a bunch of, you're missing what I'm asking of you. I'm asking for 2, 3, and 4. I'm not telling you that there isn't a 2. I'm not telling you that there isn't a 3. I'm not telling you that there isn't 5 topics to hammer on. I'm asking you what they are beyond fraud. I'm not telling you. I'm asking you.
Well, given what the Republican platform is right now and how much they've, the cutting and that we need to spend less money, I would think that would be the second thing you would go after any Democrat-led state is how much they're spending on social programs. Fraud to the side of it. That's their whole platform. They don't want to put any sort of, quote, wasted money towards helping people, which I certainly don't agree with. But it's a very popular thing for a lot of their followers.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that he's going to have to address, and this is the theme of the hour, bearing responsibility and accountability. And if he doesn't show ownership, and like I said before, and we can go with the whole sports analogy, when you lose in various different aspects, you have to be accountable for certain things, right? Like, I know that J.J. McCarthy hasn't had a great season. You know who has to bear that and say, you know what, I'm accountable for how my quarterback's been playing or the lack of play? It's Kevin O'Connell. Tim Walz is no different. When things go bad or things happen on your watch, you have to wear it. That's been the point. But yeah, I'm not sitting here saying that I think that some people are maybe they're hearing something else, that I'm saying that there's not a number two. No, I'm saying, I'm asking you, what is the number two? What is the 3? What is the 4? Because it's not universal. I went around the station today and everybody had a different thing. A different thing. You know? Some people believe it's test scores and education and stuff like that. We've got a person that called in and somebody else on the text line that talked about the surplus and the mismanagement of just like all the money that we were ahead. So it's not a simple, I'm sitting here telling you that there isn't a number two. No, of course there is. But what are you going to evaluate and look at when determining that? All right, 651-461-9226. Coming up next, I do wonder if we have a dress code anymore when going to sports events in our country. We address that next.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.